All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is live from the lair. No, I'm just kidding. It's pre-recorded. I'm going to read and talk about an email I got a while back. This particular individual's about a decade older than me. He's a grandfather, widower. He's been watching the show for a little bit of time. We're going to talk about this because he wants my advice in regards to this, and there's some lessons to be learned.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
I've been watching your show for about 7 years now, and it's helped me a lot. Your talent for cracking jokes and making fun of shitty situations is priceless. Never stop. Well, I'm not planning to until it's my turn to go to the great roundup in the sky, but it is what it is. Let's see. I need some advice. One of my grandsons, who is now 20, has been sitting on his ass for 2 years now. All right. He didn't go into a lot of detail. He didn't say if the guy's working a part-time job or is he just sitting at home parking his ass after he got out of high school. I am going to approach this assuming that's exactly what he's done. His father dropped the ball on this one, and I can't take it anymore. See, I have to say something to him. How should I approach this? The subject is very sensitive, and it involves both my son and grandson, and I'm at a loss. I raised my son better than that. I hear that all the time. The world is so fucked up now, I have no idea what to say or how to say it. Should I just be direct and say something, or should I say nothing, or should I use small lessons, ultimatums? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance, Jim. All right, Jim. Now, I went through something like this a few years back with one of my nephews, about 12 years back, about a little over a decade. My sister, she's like 4 years younger than me. She had been married since right out of high school. She had 4 kids. They're all good kids for the most part. Everyone has their own issues and idiosyncrasies. And you just have to take the good with the bad and realize no one's perfect. But when she moved into the house with, you know, she basically moved in with her 4 children and this fucked up dog that bothered the shit out of me. But it's a family pet, so you just have to tolerate it. And one of my middle nephews basically spent a year after high school doing absolutely nothing. No jobs. He basically played video games all day, you know, every single day until like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Apparently he was falling asleep on the keyboard, pissing in bottles. This is wretched. And, you know, and I told my sister, I said, listen, that's not going to fly here. Yeah, you're more than welcome to move in, and I don't give a shit, but he's not laying around any more time. He moves into this house. He will be a productive citizen of this country, and that's just the way it is. He's got to get a job.
I can't get a job. I can't get a job. I don't have...
And I came back on leave 2 weeks later, it was 10 days with my daughters, and he was in bed. I literally walk in the house, 10, 11 in the morning. I literally spent, I don't know, 6 hours on the road from New York State, and I walk in the front door, everyone's there. And I ask where my one nephew is. No, he's still in bed. Okay. So he's almost 20 years old. Similar situation. And put my bags down. Walked up the stairs. Kicked open his door like John Wayne. And flipped him right onto the floor. And he had this weird look on his face. I just started going full drill sergeant.
I bet they regret that. You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
I'm yelling. Ah, yeah, nah, yeah. And he had like this look on his face. Like he didn't actually... Either he couldn't believe it was happening, or he was just like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? It was that kind of look. You know, he stands up, and I just, boom! I open palm slap him in the face, hard.
Slap!
Like, he stumbled, his head went over, his hair flapped around, and he started doing the Hummel woof woofs. Now, was I angry at him? I was aggravated. I wouldn't say angry. Did I hate him? Did I want him to, you know, suffer? No. I did it for the exactly opposite reason. I wanted him to succeed. Because this particular nephew, he's got Asperger's. He's on the spectrum in some way, shape, or form. So life is harder for guys like that. And you can't let him use it as an excuse to give him permission to hold himself back. Now, you didn't say that in this particular situation. I'm just adding that in there because this is very similar. All right, and he's standing there doing the Hummel woof woofs. I am screaming at him. I'm giving him a bunch of shit. He puts his shirt on. I throw a pen at him. And I'm like, your job is going outside and getting a fucking job. Now, it's like 11 o'clock-ish. And I told him, I'm like, you don't come back to this house until after 6 o'clock. Now, we live really close to Woodward Avenue. It's a main hub between Detroit and Pontiac in Michigan. And I just said, this is where I was going to go. You're going to walk out of this house. You're going to turn right. You're going to walk down to Woodward, which is under a quarter mile away. You're going to execute either a left or a right face. I don't care at that point. And you're going to put a job application at every business you walk by. And don't you dare come back here before 6 o'clock. And that was it. I got a bunch of blowback on that one. I still think the rest of my nieces and nephews are still angry about that today because they don't really understand tough love. Sometimes you have to manhandle the wheel on the ship to get it out of the storm. And it's not a pretty thing. You know, my sister, and I literally told her to her face, I'm like, I'm coming back in several weeks. If he's not working by then, it will go poorly. And this should not have been a surprise to anyone because, you know, I'm that guy. She was all butthurt and pissed off. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but if he wants to live in this house, he's going to have to be working. Free ride is over. Now, did I charge any of them any rent? Or no, I did not. I could have been a raging asshole about it, and looking back on it with how my sister treated me, I probably should have done that, but I family shit like that, that's just the way it goes. And it absolutely broke my heart to do that, because, you know, I knew that guy since he was an infant. I took absolutely no pleasure in that whatsoever. But looking back on it now, he's 30 years old now. He's got a really good job. He's going to be having a ceremony, which is a funeral with a cake, here shortly. The woman he's going to dedicate his whatever to is actually very nice. Sweetheart, I have nothing negative to say. She'll make a great addition to the family, for all that's worth, but this is what it is. But the funny thing is I believe he finally had a job day or 2 days after I went back to New York on, you know, when my leave was up. And I came back 3 or 4 weeks later, and all of a sudden he had this whole new computer system and monitor, and I remember, and I went and I talked to him, and you could tell he was still like, oh no, is he going to freak out on me? And I didn't say nothing other than I just leaned in, and I said, it's nice to have money now, isn't it? And all he could do was look at me and go, that was the only time I ever really jumped into shit. All right, now he's a grown-ass man. I mean, that particular technique is off the table now, but you ask for advice on be direct. That is me being direct. Would I do the same thing again? In a heartbeat, I really would, because it just needed to happen. And I've always been that guy. When I look around and shit is fucked up, I'm like, I guess it's on me now. I'm doing the same thing fighting the suicide problem. It is everywhere. Everyone knows of a young man or a man who self-deleted. Nobody's talking about it or doing anything about it, but I am. All right, now, you're probably going to have to sit your son down and jump in his shit as well. In fact, you are going to have to do that. Now, whether or not you want to have them both together, that's on you. I, myself, I would have a sit-down with your grandson's father, your son, and more than likely, you would get more results if you're straight-up direct with him in regards to what is going to happen to your grandson if this continues. Now, in today's day and age, I totally get it. What's the point? Why should I work? I mean, there's no rewards in today's society and civilization. But you're going to have to surf that fine edge to get him to be self-sufficient to the point where you don't have to worry about him anymore. Because you don't want to have a 40-year-old dude sitting around in the house for decades, doing nothing, not chasing his excellence, No, because listen, I mean, in the beginning, I'm sure that's cool up until about 25. And then he'll start noticing his friends, the checkpoints in life, you know, getting engaged, getting married, having kids, getting a career. You know, there's a myriad of other things they could do. And it's going to start to bother him. The longer that goes on, the greater that pain becomes. The best way to get beyond that, to have him chase his excellence. Something where he can have pride in himself, pride in what he does. Maybe you should sit him down and see if he wants to work IT or, you know, get him in the trades. It sounds to me like the grandson doesn't even have a very good work ethic. And it's going to be hard to put that into him now, unless he goes in the military, which I don't recommend. You could have his father do the tough love thing and say, hey, you're 20, move out, you're done. That's the technique, not the preferred method in my opinion, but that is an option on the table, especially if he's going to continue being a lazy piece of shit. Let's just call it what it is. Now, if you're a dude out there and you've checked out of society, I get it, no problem. You have to be self-sufficient. Again, I'll say it one more time. You have to be self-sufficient, meaning you're going to have to work a job. You're going to pay some taxes. Use that money to be self-sufficient and take care of yourself. Buy all the Xboxes, computers, guns, whatever you want. You know, there's a lot of peace on this side of the equation. I get it. You know, you don't have to justify your actions. You know, be accountable for your time. I don't have to, you know, ask permission or manage money or deal with any of the stress of having to live with, you know, women in current year. I get it. But you have to be self-sufficient. All right. Now, another technique I used to use while I was in the military, because let's face it, you're the old guy in the unit. Most of the people there are E1 to E4 privates to spec 4. And they're between 18 and 20 years old. They don't have any life experience, and they do stupid shit. So a lot of times, I would put little small tasks before them, make them attempt to complete them. Sometimes I would make them impossible, and there was like no way they could get the task completed that I asked of them in the time allotted. The first thing I would say when I'd show up, once they didn't make the standard or they failed, I didn't yell at them, I didn't berate them. I usually started with, what have we learned? Because that's what life is. It is a string or a chain of lessons and experiences. And if you live a good life, that means you've encountered those experiences and learned the lessons that those experiences are meant to teach you. All right, so I hope this helps. I know I'm trying to be more useful here. I don't have a lot of the details, and this is very similar to something that happened with me. So I hope this helps, Jim. Really do. You guys take it easy, and I will talk to you later. Out.